By the power vested in me, I hereby declare this edition of the Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Say it with me. Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Yay! Tyler, the rules for Friendly Town are this. Number one, we make up the rules as we go along. Rule number two, we are essentially world building through comedy. What Friendly Town is a weekly world building show held here at the Pilot Light in downtown Knoxville, Tennessee, every Monday at 7:30. And we also broadcast our show at Friendly Town Radio on iTunes. And you can also follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. Now that all that business is out of the way, I already said we make up the rules as we go along. This week's show, the format for this week's show, is basically a giant heave-ho to the year that was 2016. Thank you, baby Jesus. Not over yet. It's not over yet. Just bite our tongues. Wait. It's like watching, you know, your favorite team with like a 1-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Except they've all been beaten to shit for the entire game. Like, they're gonna survive the game, but they haven't really. It's kind of a Pyrrhic victory. Like, we've all made it through 2016, and what we here at Friendly Town, as a fictional society developed by this comedy show, would like to talk about is the 2016 that was for Friendly Town. Now, a little bit of a review. One of the things that I sent out to our Friendly Town performers this week, which, by the way, if you are interested in getting into comedy, Friendly Town is a really good way to do it. It's kind of like a way to just flex your comedic muscles and just test out your skills, see what you can get away with on stage. What we've done so far for Friendly Town, just a really quick review. We've done a show about Friendly Town Needs a Mascot, where we all proposed mascots for Friendly Town. I believe the winning mascot was Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin. That is our mascot. So our local football team is the Piss Goblins. It's much cuter than you're imagining right now. It's an incredibly cute goblin. It's got one little snaggle tooth. It's so adorable. We actually have been in talks with the Cattywampus Puppet Council to build a giant Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin for the puppet parade that's going to be happening in April. That's, you can look that up, Cattywampus Puppet Council. They're very talented people. We also did a special Labor Day show where Friendly Town is hiring, where we made up a bunch of fictional jobs in Friendly Town, and people in the show interviewed for them. Friendly Town Needs a Roadside Attraction, where our bartending mayor, Todd, proposed as a roadside attraction, a model train that's 10 times as large as a regular train. We're still working on getting that built, but these are the updates that we're going to have over the course of tonight's show. By the way, I want you to give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd. Other shows we've done so far have included a Friendly Town Arts Society, as it's more commonly known, the Fart Society, a Night of Critique, where we basically made fun of art. Friendly Town Needs a Religion, where we came up with ideas for new religions because we realized all the traditional ones weren't cutting it. Friendly Town Goes Green, ways that Friendly Town can contribute to a better, healthier, greener earth. We also did a show called Friendly Town Discovery Night in honor of Columbus Day, where members of the Friendly Town City Council came up here and presented discoveries that they'd made that really had already existed for hundreds and thousands of years, much like Columbus. The first annual Friendly Town Harvest Festival, that was a lot of fun. We had pies. Frankly, you guys should be more impressed by that. Like, we pulled it together. We had pies. Friendly Town Needs a Supervillain. That was a lot of fun. We did Friendly Town Decides, an election eve special evening of debate where we debated topics such as bartending mayor Todd. What was one of the topics that that people debated on the stage here?
I can remember some of the jobs that they were politicking for, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, well, one of the questions was we had people debate whether what was worse, gambling on a horse and losing or gambling on a fart and losing. And both sides provided cogent points. What's worse, gambling on a horse or pooping your pants? We learned a lot about ourselves that night. We also had the Friendly Town Lottery. We did a special edition of the show where we had a lottery where four or five different performers had a bunch of tickets and we drew them from a hat. And tonight, actually, our bartending mayor is going to close out tonight's show by bringing back the Friendly Town Lottery for one last go-around. I'm pretty excited about that. We did Friendly Town Needs a Teenage Hangout, which was guest hosted by our mayor, John Hurst, who will be up here in a moment. Friendly Town Needs an Official Sport. That was a lot of fun, too. We're actually going to have one of our recurring characters on the show, Bronco Wiggins. He's going to be presenting a new sport for you guys tonight. And then the week after that, we did Friendly Town's new sports call-in show, Needs Callers. Those of you guys who are familiar with sports call-in shows, which might be one or two of you, you may have, if you weren't here that week, basically imagine a regular sports call-in show, like, you know, your regular Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon, and then add LSD to it. And that was basically our show. Last week, we did a Friendly Town Christmas, which was a special edition where we invited our friends at Video Death Loop to come in and play a video that was a 1 minute preview of Home Alone 2 approximately 35 times, back to back to back, and we all went crazy. So what we'll be doing tonight, as I mentioned, is look back at the year that was. You know, kind of, you know, people who are presenting in the show tonight can talk about their own experiences with 2016, or they can revisit one of the shows that we've done so far this year, revisit one of the concepts for a show that we've had so far this year, and maybe tweak their idea, report back on their idea, and so forth. So I would like to open the show by reporting back on an idea I had for Friendly Town Needs a Roadside Attraction. So for Friendly Town Needs a Roadside Attraction, I decided that one of the biggest roadside attractions are really weird museums. Has anyone ever been to a museum that you wondered why this exists? My parents and I were in Chattanooga the other day, and we saw a sign for the International Museum of Towing and Salvage or something like that. Like, that's an actual museum you can go visit in Chattanooga. Someone decided, like, someone, you know, had, like, a grandfather who, like, invented tow trucks or something like that. And they're like, you know what? You know who needs a museum? Pap Pap. Now, we were going to give him a museum. And, you know, that person was probably crazy. But, there are a lot of tow truck drivers at being Chattanooga and all. And they were all thinking, hey, you know what? Why don't we donate this hitch? Let's donate that hitch. So I imagine, I've never been inside this museum, but I imagine it's just a giant warehouse full of tow hitches. And, like, instead of placards like you see in regular museums, it's just, like, 3x5 index cards, you know, like, with in crayon, written, like, this hitch rescued the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile from the ditch off of I-84. Like, and that would be a museum. And to be fair, that is about as cool as any museum that the Smithsonian has created. So I think that we can all rally around that. The museum that I proposed at the Friendly Town Needs a Roadside Attraction was the Museum of Existentialism. Now, what the Museum of response is correct. The Museum of Existentialism, at first, you think it's a museum dedicated to existentialists, like, you know, Jean-Paul Sartre and, you know, other famous French existentialists, you know, a tribute to their life. But in fact, it was actually a museum that reflects the ideas behind existentialism. Basically, it's just an abandoned factory building that we have in Friendly Town that we have no other use for. So we decided to just call it the Museum of Existentialism, and every guest that comes into the museum gets a hard hat, a pair of safety goggles, and a sledgehammer, and they get to basically beat the shit out of the museum walls. Which, to be fair, is actually a pretty good idea for a quote-unquote museum, because who doesn't have aggression they need to get out? So the Existentialism Museum was shaped like a giant... We basically carved the building into a giant question mark. That's the first step. The second step was obtaining a bunch of hard hats, safety goggles, and sledgehammers. We also, not for nothing, we decided to add this, post my proposal when we were putting it into place, we decided to have the song Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel playing around the clock. Because who gets sick of that song? Maybe Phil Collins, and that's literally it. Because they had a blood feud going in the 80s, if you guys remember. There's actually a wing of the Existentialism Museum dedicated to the '80s career of Phil Collins versus the '80s career of Peter Gabriel, and Jay Kendrick is there all the time. He's actually our curator of that wing. But anyway, that wing is currently the only part of the museum that still exists. I didn't really like foresee the problem that we'd have in the museum of giving people sledgehammers and basically destroying it. We got maybe 30 visitors per day for that first week, and the museum is really just a skeleton of its former self now. It's really just a bunch of I-beams and garters and things like that that are loosely kind of staying together because I guess technology holds them together or something. I don't know. I didn't bother studying how construction works. I'm interested in existentialism. I was reading The Stranger by Camus rather than figuring out engineering. Sue me. I'm sorry. But anyway, people can still wail on the beams. They're not really going anywhere, but you know, people can get a sledgehammer and just wail on the beams. And also the idea of a special VIP treatment for VIP guests to the museum is that you actually get to have dinner with Andre. The dinner with Andre portion, though, didn't go as well as I thought it would. I got to have dinner with Andre. The best one, though, was Andre Braugher, honestly, the star of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, who plays the police chief in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Really good guy. Of the famous people named Andre, he's the most agreeable, I have to say. The other options were, of course, Andre 3000 from Outkast. And I tried to get a word in edgewise when I had dinner with him, but he just wouldn't stop saying, "All right, all 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 right." For it was a solid 20 minutes, and then you know when the bread came, he put it in his mouth and started chewing. He's like, "All right, all right, all right." Like he wouldn't stop to eat. He just had to contractually say, "All right, all right, all right," for the entire dinner. There's also we couldn't get Andre the Giant because he's dead. However, we found a guy who looked a lot like Andre the Giant. He did not smell very good. It made it hard for me to eat, so I didn't foresee that problem. But considering how we still have several steel beams in place, the walls are gone, the art is gone, the Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel wing has been protected by mandate, so no one's been destroying that. Also, they get up to the gate, and Jake Kendrick, dressed in his suit, because he wears a suit to curate that wing, fights off people who are trying to destroy that wing on a weekly basis. So we salute him for his work in that. But at any rate, that is the current state of the Friendly Town Museum of Existentialism. Maybe next time I'll present a better idea for a roadside attraction. Thank you. All right, your next presenter here at the Friendly Town Year That Was, AKA Fuck You 2016, is someone who's made quite a splash here in Friendly Town. He is the host of our most successful radio sports call-in show and an expert on the very experimental sport of Jake Jamesing. Give it up for Jake James!
Hey everybody, this is Jake Jamesing on the Jake Jamesing Hour on your Friendly Town Radio. And remember, Friendly Town girls always rock. And what is our, hold on. And our Chum Village girls always stink. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for tuning in right now. This is the Jake James Hour, a friendly town that was based on bullying, but now we're taking it back to keep the party live, keep the party hype, and making it go from day to night. I'm Jake James, and I'm ready to hear from all of y'all. Once again, we'd like to thank a big welcome out there to the Piss Goblins, another victory to continue their undefeated season. Guys, as Jake James, the number one Jake Jameser in the entire town of Friendly Town, I'd like to welcome y'all to my hour. Once again, this is the number one rated show that follows behind a Holocaust show, which we're going to work on that, right? My producer says we're going to work on that for next week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, we take all of your calls, answer your questions, and keep it live. This is Jake James Radio. I'm ready for my first call. Producer, who we got online?
Ring, ring.
Yeah, who we got online?
Hey, Jake James, man. I'm a friend of yours.
Oh, this is great, man. I love it when I have friends. Next caller. All right, once again, this is Jake James. Please write down all your comments and make sure you're ready when the call goes through. As the number one rated show in this time slot at Friendly Town, we want to take a caller. Caller, who we got on the line?
Jake James, this is Jason, the owner of the Jake James Hall of Fame.
Oh, man, Jason, it's great to hear from you again. We've got some more memorabilia coming your way, and we cannot wait I'm talking. This is my show. Once again, I'd like to just thank you guys for putting together such a wonderful Hall of Fame, and you got all that great memorabilia for us. What was your question?
Well, I was just wondering, the rent is due this week.
All right, next caller. Thank you so much, Jason, for calling in. We love to talk about rent, but as this is public access Friendly Town Radio, we don't want to talk about money on this show. All right. As your main host and the Jake Jameson pioneer of Jake Jameson, we're going to be ready for our next caller. Who's our next caller on the line, producer?
This is Frank.
Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy? Been a long time. First timer?
Yes.
Long time, first time. I love hearing you call in. Yes. This is not a show about bullying, Frank. Are you ready to get Jake James?
Well, I'm...
Excellent. Next caller. All right, man. We're just having a great show here. We're bleeding through all these calls. It's our holiday special here at Friendly Town. We keep it all real, and we always want to remember Bill O'Toole, the tiddly wink champion of all time. May your winks always catch the cup in heaven. Thank you. All right, producer, are we ready for another caller? All right, we got another caller online. Thank you for tuning in to 107.7 Jake James on your dial. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, Jake. This is Greg.
We don't take stutterers. All right, Greg. Thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate that. If there's anybody else out there that knows how to actually speak on the Jake James hotline, we're going to take your caller. Next caller, you all know. Another stutterer. Thanks again. All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to just quit taking your drugs and tune in, right now is the time. We're live at the Pilot Light for the Jake James Show from Friendly Town Radio. Next caller, what's your call?
Hello, Jake James. I got something for you. It's my Jake James / Sonic fan fiction. Would you like to hear it?
No, I wouldn't, but thank you for calling in. Everybody, please remember, we're a Nintendo brand, not Sega here at Friendly Town. So please, keep your Sonic questions all to yourself. Next caller, you're on the line with Jake James.
Star Wars sucks.
And you're a faggot. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. This isn't the bullying hour, but we got to drop that in on you sometimes. People are haters out there, just letting you know. As the team of Jake James, personal number one, I'm going to take my next caller. Caller, who we got on the line?
Star Wars is pretty good.
Another stutterer that wants to talk smack about Star Wars. Let me tell you something about those Chumptown Village girls. They keep calling in. Sorry about that. It is a very shame thing. I would like to point out once again that the Piss Goblins will be playing again this Friday, 7 p.m. at the Friendly Town Bolarama Arena to take on those Chum Village assholes. It's a big rivalry week. We got any rivalry week questions coming up? Next caller, what's your call?
Hey, this is a long-time caller, first-time listener.
Oh, we love that. First-time listener. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Yeah, I know that we're talking about the Piss Goblins right now.
Bunch of losers. I know what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I had a Mariah Carey question.
Mariah Carey. Yeah. All she wants for Christmas is for us to whoop the shit out of the Piss Goblins. Next caller. Oh, man, I tell you what, producer, we're going to just keep this show rolling. We got a couple more announcements to do before we get out of here.
Jake.
I'd like to also thank... Oh, it's my producer in my ear. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Yeah, Jake.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
It's great radio. Shut up.
No, I've been in radio for 30 years. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
As we all know from elections nowadays, if you've been doing something for 30 years and you haven't changed it, you're out of here. All right, next caller. Next call, this is Jake James Radio 96.7 on your FM dial. What can I do for you?
Hey, Jake James, this is the bullying coach for the Piss Goblin, so that you replaced my radio show. Remember that?
I did, because your ratings were just as bad as the Piss Goblins. Well, straight garbage. How can I help you?
I just wanted to make a comment. It's like, why are you always picking on me, man?
All right, let's go ahead and go to our next call. We don't like criers, whiners, or baby girls calling in here. Our next caller, if it is a lady... We do have a big hand of platinum nothing to give to you and a whole box of attaboys. So our next caller will be hopefully a lady, and then we're going to sign off here because it's the end of our hour. Producer, we got a caller?
No.
No lady caller. So we're going to keep that platinum attaboy for next week and a whole lot of nothing.
There's never been a lady call. Actually, no, there was one the other week, but we're not sure if she knew she was talking to you. I think she was just confused.
The ladies always know they're talking to Jake James. Hey, thank you guys for coming out. Yeah. Friendly Town, we'll be here every week at the same time slot. Thank you guys so much for coming out. I'm Jake James.
I think that deserves another hand. We're very lucky to get an encore presentation of the Jake James Radio Hour here at Friendly Town. It's a very rare treat that we get to have such a wonderful bullying, but also not at the same time. Like, it sort of cancels each other out, I think. But anyway, I'm the mayor of Friendly Town, and I get to say he gets another season of the Jake James Radio Hour. I mean, whether that's an accomplishment is really subjective, but
But anyway, your next Friendly Town presenter, your next city council member coming to the stage, someone who's been to a couple Friendly Town meetings, and we're very lucky to have him back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Kendrick.
Before I get started, I would like to say that I wanted to yell out Star Wars sucks to Jake just to see if he would break character. Congratulations, you did not. I'm very impressed. That is incredible professionalism. So I guess my thing is that the most recent Friendly Town I did was Friendly Town Needs a Roadside Attraction. And I feel like I picked the perfect roadside attraction for Friendly Town. It's going to blow your minds. It's a homeless guy that doesn't need your money. Whoa, right? That's crazy. Like, that's right up there with the world's biggest cow and the deepest pit and a Donald Trump that cares about minorities. Like, that is, like, right up there with, like, roadside traffic. And just imagine, like, he'd be, like, on the side of the road, like, selling VCRs and, like, cassette tapes. Because if he's going to get your money, he wants to earn it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to get his money, it's because he sold you, like, a badass copy of Point Break on DVD. Don't just hand stuff out to him, you know what I mean? And we'll have, like, a hat that says give money, but it's not because he wanted to do it. It's because we wanted to do it. And you'll try to put money in, and he'll be like, I'm a homeless man that supports myself. I don't need your bullshit. You know, just kick your stuff away and yell at you. That'd be awesome. You know what I'm saying? And there'd be like a gate in front of him that you have to like push, you know, to get to him. Because, you know, he's a homeless guy that doesn't like public interaction at all. You know what I mean? He doesn't believe in all that loitering or asking questions. Okay, this is a homeless man that wants to support himself. Okay, by selling cocaine the natural way. You know what I mean? How's he gonna make money? By selling drugs like every good American, like all of us do, I'm sure, right? I can see a bunch of you probably have ecstasy pills. I will talk to you after the show. It's not for me, it's for Daryl. His name's Daryl, by the way. It's Daryl the homeless man. That's not like his legal name, but that's the name that we have given him. But Daryl, you know, he's into a lot of things. He's into pig fighting. That's another way that he makes his money. He fights packets of bacon on the side of the road for your amusement. I don't know if you guys have ever seen a grown man fight a pack of bacon, but it's sizzling hot. So I literally just use that as an excuse to tell that joke. But no, I think that's what Friendly Town needs. We need a homeless man that's not gonna bother you, but at the same time needs your money, but is like too proud to admit it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I don't need this. You know, I fought Mike Tyson, you know, once. I was called Buster Douglas at the time, but they forgot about me. You know, bunch of jerks. They don't remember that time I beat him up. And man, poor Buster Douglas. I mean, Daryl. So my comeback to this, to come back to this segment, is that I feel like Daryl needs a lot more. You know what I mean? So we have decided to start our own fundraiser. It's going to be a charity walk, okay, for restless leg syndrome. basically, you don't even have to donate money. You just have to walk, and it's cured. Boom, done. And, you know, Daryl will be there handing out his, you know, DVD copies of Point Break. And he will also be giving you lessons on how to make shirts out of nothing but croissants. So you should come to that. If you've never worn a shirt made out of croissants, man, it is so soft and buttery and flaky. You know what I mean? And all for you single guys out there, there's nothing better, you know, that a woman likes than a shirt she can eat. So, hey, you know, why don't you come to that, you know, check it out. I'm a terrible human being. So, I believe that Daryl could be a great roadside attraction, you know. Daryl Simpson, that's a shout out to Tyler because he can't seem to stop fucking talking about Simpsons all the time. So that's for Tyler. But yes, please support Daryl as your next roadside attraction. Thank you very much, everybody. Please give it up for Tyler Sodison, everybody. Jay Kendrick.
Now, when Jay originally proposed the homeless man who doesn't need your fucking money, I think that was the official title of this character. His name was Bartholomew J. Samsonite. And I remember that because it sounded sort of like Simpsons. My Simpsons trivia knowledge is through the roof, someone start a local trivia night so I can compete in it. Bartholomew J. Samsonite. Now Daryl the homeless man. The homeless man is all one word, right? Yeah, the homeless man. And he was Buster. So he was Buster Douglas, and then he left the boxing world, and he wound up sailing to Friendly Town over the affable ocean. These are, by the way, places that we've created. There's an edition, one issue of our Friendly Town zine, which also is going to be available. We're going to have the second issue out sometime in the next month. That will be available through our Facebook and here on the Nights of Shows. So that's zine issue number two, where we will talk about the geography of Friendly Town. Our rivals over in Chum Village, our friends that we sort of have a weird love-hate relationship with over in Buddy Berry, the affable ocean, Convivialville, our much more prosperous, our much more affluent neighbors to the north, and the nuclear wasteland that exists off to the northwest of us, which we dare not talk about. Anyway, your next presenter is someone we're very excited to have back. The person who has done the theme music, if you've heard the Friendly Town podcast yet, who here has heard the Friendly Town podcast? We've got a few episodes up. A couple of you. All right. It's growing. It's building. It's called Friendly Town Radio. Look for it on iTunes. The theme music was created by Chris Wall Collective, better known as Brad. We can't get Brad. Brad is always way too busy for us, but fortunately, we do have his shitty uncle with us. Everyone, put your hands together for Bronco Wiggins. Now, Bronco Wiggins will be presenting his idea for an official sport for Friendly Town because he was not here for that episode.
All right.
All right. How you doing, Bronco?
I'm doing very well. Very well. I never wish homelessness on anybody so strongly in my life. It is a very good night to be here. I'm saying I want Jay to be homeless for
you. Oh, okay. Okay. That's fair. That's all right. That's a fair jab, right? So, tell us about your sport.
Oh, well, I missed this sports show, and I was thinking, when you mentioned that Friendly Town needed an official sport, I imagined how good it would be to bring this fine tradition from my home of Missabama. I don't know if you've ever heard of Missabama. It's a small piece of territory in between Mississippi and Alabama that the Choctaw used to own.
Missabama. Okay, I see. Yeah.
Missabama. But we had a tradition there called the old Missabama coin toss, and I wanted to bring it to Friendly Town because since it's in that small territory, I figured that Friendly Town could just adopt it as its own because I don't think anybody's from my family's claiming it. We got much better things to do. All right, so if you would help me demonstrate how a good old-fashioned Mississippi or Missabama coin toss goes.
You almost broke legal precedent there.
Yeah.
The Missabama coin toss. All right, do you have a coin?
I don't. Does anybody from the audience have a coin?
Does anyone have a coin?
I seem to have shortchanged myself.
Yeah, no, you showed up. You basically didn't even bring a knife to a gunfight. You brought no coins to a coin toss match.
Todd, you got a coin for me.
Does anyone have a coin? Oh, okay. I don't have any coins.
Well, I figured we could just go ahead and loosen up the rules here.
Yeah, okay. Oh, shit. Right, did Todd know that you were doing that?
Way to blow it, Captain.
I was taking a piss.
Oh, okay.
All right. So here we're going to decide who goes first.
All right. Just so we all know, Bronco Wiggins owes the pilot like 25 cents.
Oh, I want a lot more than that. You do not know what I've done to this place's poem.
All right. So how does this work?
Basically, you call heads or tails, like a traditional coin toss, and then we'll decide who's going first, and then we'll start the coin toss.
Okay.
You're going to toss the coin, and that's going to decide who goes first in the Missabama coin toss.
Okay, so I toss it and call heads or tails?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And tails.
All right.
Tails.
All right, well, you're going first, so let's get this thing started.
Okay.
Nice old-fashioned Missabama coin toss.
All right, so now the coin toss starts.
All right, so I'm going to toss this coin.
Oh, wait. That coin is about the size of a plate at the Cheesecake Factory. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a very big coin. Actually, we used to just play this with quarters back in Miss Abama, but I thought Friendly Town deserved too much more.
Are quarters that size in Miss Abama?
Quarters don't have Lady Liberty on them.
That also looks, yeah, that doesn't look a whole lot like George Washington. Also, that looks suspiciously like a drumhead.
Well, George Washington's going to do a lot of changes in his life.
That looks like a bass drum.
She's really realized who she was inside. So.
Okay, so that's not Lady Liberty. That's actually a trans George Washington.
Well, it was made by the French.
Oh, all right. Okay, so it's looks like a bass drum head. Painted to look like a quarter with Lady Liberty on it.
Yeah. No, it's not a bass drum head. This thing's actually made of metal. Actually, this is Kimmy's going away present that I found in the trash outside of Jackson Avenue.
Oh, no. Okay.
But, yeah, it is the size of a bass drum. I'd say it's a good 18 inches, and it is solid wood, and it's very heavy. Now, are you ready to start this coin toss?
I mean, do I have any choice at this point? I'm kind of scared right now.
No. Here, I'm going to break you in easy, and I'm just going to give you a nice layup.
All right. Okay. All right. So do you want to call it or do I call it?
Huh?
You didn't describe the rules. All you presented is a giant quarter.
Oh, we're going to toss this big-ass coin around, and the first person to break their sternum or bust their teeth out is the winner.
Oh, all right.
All the champions of the Miss Abama coin toss are toothless. We call them gummy bears.
Okay. All right. Let's give this a toss.
There's a big gay population in Miss Abama. Yeah.
Is it where all the bears from Mississippi and Alabama have migrated to?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's where they cultivated and they've just been moving out.
Oh, all right.
But basically, any bear that you've met in the
Let's flip the coin.
All right, yeah, no. It's just a toss. Okay. We're not flipping. It's not the Miss Abama coin flip. That's a totally different game.
Oh, okay.
This is the Miss Abama coin toss.
So we're just going to toss the coin back and forth to each other? That's one, ladies and gentlemen.
I really
want
to show how we do it, Miss Abama. So just thrust that thing into me as hard as you can.
Are you sure about this, Ronco?
Oh, really? Throw some hell on that shit.
All right. I'm gonna start off kind of soft, and then we'll work our way up. All right, here we go. All right. Miss Abama.
Oh, Miss Abama. There we go. Okay. Now that was around. Now just do it a lot more harder this time.
Are you sure about this, Bronco?
Oh, I'm totally sure. I've done this. This is one of the oldest traditions in the Wiggins family.
All right. So here's coin toss number two.
Oh, yeah. See, we got some good fun. I think I could make you a champion now, Mr. Songson.
Well, does this sport really... It doesn't exist yet. You're pitching this sport, so you already have designs on me to be
your... just don't exist in Friendly Town yet.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Miss Abama coin toss. This is the... All right.
I'll really go for that.
I'm really worried about this, but you guys are all my witnesses. I did not intend to harm...
Who are you? Wait.
You gotta understand, your target's on my teeth or my sternum.
Oh, okay. All right, teeth or sternum, got it.
And I got good teeth, so you best get me on that sternum.
All right.
Now just really throw some more fun at this time. All right. Now, one more time for the win. If you can't knock me down, it's yours.
All right. Am I a winner? Did I win?
You, Tyler.
Yeah?
I'm going to mold you into a championship Miss Abama coin toss. And also, I'm really happy I brought a prop gag to a podcast. Thank you, everybody.
Bronco Wiggins. If you want to catch Bronco Wiggins, you can see him in his alter ego as Criswell Collective practicing pratfalls out that door backstage. I really wish that we had a video component to this podcast because did anyone film that?
That was fun. I got pictures.
Okay, so we have pictures of it, so we can put it on our page so people can just like connect the dots visually in their head. I'm just happy that I didn't kill him personally. Like I threw that bass drum, coin, really, really hard. I tossed that coin really hard, like the old folks in Miss Abama, and I'm pretty proud of myself. That's the best workout I've gotten in several weeks. So thank you again, Bronco Wiggins. One more time for Bronco Wiggins. All right, your next presenter. We got two more presenters to go if you guys want to hang out for the rest of the show. We're wrapping it up right now. And I promise that it's going to be something you'll be telling all of your family about. Okay. You guys want to move up for the end of the show? Those of you guys who are left at the bar, because we got two more presenters to go, and they're both going to change your lives. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny, the illustrious John Hurst. All right. All right. Hello, Mr. 2016, is that you? Whatever. I'm your court-appointed lawyer. I'm here because you seem to be in a bit of trouble. And I'm here because the court thinks that I'm supposed to get you out of it. Well, let's see what... I haven't even looked over your case yet, so let's see what you have here. Well, really now? That many, huh? That many celebrity deaths. Okay, we can already like cut off Lemmy from the list because he died technically in 2015, not 2016. But this David Bowie thing, that's gonna hurtle quite a bit in the process here. He did release an album beforehand, and so did this Leonard Cohen person. But it's gonna be hard for you. Like let's see, going down the list. At least you didn't. There's a lot of names on this. You've been very busy this year, Mr. 2016. But at least you know, yeah. At least someone wasn't elected, right? That's what you sound like, 2016. You sound like a monster. Right now in this, like, look, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for 2016 in deaths. There is a top page for December, and then there's earlier months underneath of it. Like how what did you do to deserve that many subsections on Wikipedia? I mean, we're at the part right now where like all the podcasts they have listened to out there, like we are currently listening to out there. Have like just like at least election season's almost over. Some of the pre-recorded podcasts, they don't know the horrors that we've seen here yet. But well, what time's your you look pretty old and frail, Mr. 2016. When's your court date? Oh, January 1st, 2017. Yeah. I wouldn't worry. You wouldn't worry about. I don't think you've got anything left. That's all I had. That's honestly, I didn't have much of an idea there. I just wanted to be. Yeah. That. Thank you for letting me try. Keep it going for John Hurst, everyone's favorite new Friendly Town character, the Friendly Town's new law office for non-human entities. That's going to be the new Friendly Town thing that we're adopting for our fair city. All right, now it brings me great pleasure and it's a great honor to bring the last element of the 2016 Best of Show to the stage. Now, one of the biggest experiments we tried here at Friendly Town was instituting a Friendly Town lottery, where residents of Friendly Town can, you know, buy a raffle ticket. We don't do the ball thing. That's too, you know, 2009 for us. You know, we I don't care that you like the ball thing. We're not doing it in Friendly Town. We're not doing that shit in Friendly Town. But it doesn't matter. Because, first of all, we couldn't afford... Okay, we tried to order one of those ball rotatey things, like, you know, that blows the balls around, like, you know, in that big cage, and then spits the balls out. So you look at them, and the person, like, you know, puts it in the row, and it's got its own like camera that's disconnected. Anyway, we're not doing that because we tried to order one from our friends over in Chum Village, and they wouldn't deliver it to us because they're a bunch of assholes. But it's okay because we decided to adopt our own lottery. You know, lotteries are important. Lotteries. Not only do they help fund education, they help fund road repairs, and they also give the dumbest people in society hope. So we need We need a lottery here in Friendly Town just to give the people, just to give the people like the that don't really want to work for riches the chance to obtain riches and then have their lives ruined in the process. Confer literally any lottery winner, any Powerball winner. But to prevent that, we decided that we would reward prizes that weren't exactly cash. No. We're rewarding prizes that are better than cash. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to announce the winning lottery. Who here has a lotto ticket? We got any people with lottery tickets?
I do.
All right. our friend Hank back there at the bar is playing. Anyone else? Okay, all right. I'm assuming you guys all have your tickets you were issued when you entered the show tonight. The winning lottery number is 581445. Our winner.
All right, you got to be in it to win it, baby.
Okay. Okay, so you bought this entire spool of tickets.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
How many tickets are on this thing?
7,842.
Damn. And they were $1 ticket. Well, that's good because our jackpot tonight is $7,843.
Woo!
Congratulations.
All right.
All right, so here's your first prize. Here's your prize.
Oh. Yeah!
Yeah, it's $1.
In your face, Mr. Wilson. Said I'd never amount to anything.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your name?
My name's Todd.
Oh, okay. Of course. How could I forget our bartending mayor, Todd Lewis?
I understand why you might think I was a character.
Because I honestly forgot whether or not you were going to be in character for this.
I had a case of, I couldn't afford the champagne of beers, but the beer of beers, Old Milwaukee. And I drink them in anticipation of winning. And now I won. Which is great because it's been a rough year for me, but I've had some highlights. My number one highlight is I gotta open up for Baron Vaughn. But since I won the lottery, he can talk to my cats for me for my entertainment.
Don't you want to know what the real prizes are?
Not yet. Don't ruin this for me. My number two memory of 2016 was the Dolphins made the playoffs. Yeah, which I thought I had like a worse chance of winning the lottery than the Dolphins did. It was a real Christmas miracle. My third favorite memory is that my grandmother made me food for 14 consecutive hours yesterday. And that was something. And now we're here. Woo!
Woo! When you just won the lottery for the first time. So anyway, as we said, in addition to our cash winnings, we like to throw that to the people just as to not disappoint the people who think this is a traditional lottery of $7,843. But you spent $7,842 on this entire roll of tickets. Which ticket? Oh my God!
I tore it off.
Did you tear it off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Are you saying it was the first ticket on this entire spool?
Yeah.
So you could have just bought one ticket and won.
When Dale Earnhardt won the Daytona 500, nobody was like, you could have went around a half a second less fast and still won. It's like, nah, man.
The greatest analogy I've ever heard in my entire life. All right.
That's because you haven't been around me that much.
No, clearly not. Your prize, your first of two prizes, the lesser of your two remaining prizes, you win not the ownership of the Stars, but you win the naming rights of every star in the galaxy.
All right. There are going to be a lot of boner cities in the galaxy. There's going to be boner city number 174, boner city 892. They're right in between boner city 671, man.
And I assume that the son would be Boner City, just Boner City number one.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man,
number two.
Oh, what's number one?
It's the son's the second biggest Boner City.
What's the biggest Boner City?
The one on Merchants.
Knoxville humor. Anyway, but I just like the idea that the sun's called Boner City because then people like walk outside and they're like, oh man, Boner City's putting in work today. Boner City's making me sweat. You know, I think that that's a pretty good name for the sun.
I guess so.
Well,
I would have called it Dave.
Oh, all right.
I'm like, fucking Dave.
Dave is shining today.
Man, Dave's so bright.
Yeah.
It's good to see Dave out today.
Yeah. Thought that I couldn't remember the last time I saw Dave.
Yeah, well. All
right.
Dave's behind the clouds. On the other side of the world right now.
Dave is a massive incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace.
You know, they rewrote that song to make it scientifically accurate.
I thought it was already scientifically accurate.
Nope.
All right. Anyway. Your grand finale, big grand prize, however, Mr. Todd, in addition to the naming rights of all the stars, in addition to $1 gross profit, we have this used copy of Will Smith's smash 1997 album, Big Willie Style, which I picked up from the free bin at McKay's yesterday. But it's the thought that counts.
I'm really going to take this into the bathroom and cry with it.
which is really what Will Smith was in it
for.
Yeah. Think about it. It has such classics as...
It's Getting Jiggy With It.
Getting Jiggy With It, Miami.
Yeah, I don't know what else is on here. I can never get past track three. I get to track three and I'm like, shoot the radio and throw it in the ocean. I don't know. Maybe someday there'll be what was it? Pop Culture Mixtape? Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be on the internet and you'll know why. But yeah.
So anyway, now not only do we know what we're going to be going out on this evening here at the Pilot Light, we just want to remind you all that you are all amazing and special. And thank you for being here.
You didn't win the lottery.
Yeah, you didn't win the lottery. No matter how.
Losers! And you at home listening, losers.
You might have jobs or own houses, but you didn't win the Friendly Town Lottery. So the only way to do that is come back the next time we play the Friendly Town Lottery. And the only way to find out is by adding us on Facebook at Friendly Town Knoxville. Facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. Give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd. Finally, give it up for this quarter, which because I'm a good citizen of Friendly Town, is going right back into the cash box at the bar at the Pilot Light. And last but not least, give it up for yourselves. All right, please give it up for yourselves. Yes! We're here every Monday at 7:30. The price is free, or if you want to donate a couple bucks so we can print flyers and get more people in the door, it changes week to week, our show, and stay posted on Facebook. And if you have any questions, email friendlytownmayor@aol.com. I'm not joking about that. You can really email us at friendlytownmayor@aol.com with any questions about Friendly Town. Or if you have an idea for a show, we're very open-minded,
We're out of ideas.
Also, out and ideas both start in vowels, so it's a very bad use of Pig Latin. All right, thank you all for being here. Get home safe. Have a great, happy new year. Happy 2017, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Get jiggy with it.